Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The bad news is nobody wants to look like us. Ugh, been a rough stretch. Brandon Hyde fired over the weekend. The Orioles have lost six in a row. Let's bring on Ryan. Hey, Ryan, why don't you fix this damn thing for us, man? Ryan Ripken from the Ryan Ripken Show and Ripping It with Ryan on Fridays. First off, man, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, sure. Whatever you need me to do, Jeremy. I got you.
Ooh, it's a rough one, man.
Yeah, man. I mean,
it is.
Look, I know this is the way it goes because somebody, you can't fire all the players, but do you think Brandon Hyde was really the reason that, you know, they have a .333 winning percentage?
No, you know, and I think, and look, I understand that when the business, this is the harsh reality of anything, right?
Yeah.
You know, but specifically in sports, you know, losing causes problems. Which then means that you have to act. And in this case, the move was Brandon Hyde and then Tim Cousins. You know, Brandon and Tim are very close, obviously, and people lose their jobs. But the reality of what we saw even after the firing is the reality of, hey, it's not as simple as you let him go and this jolt the team. No, there's other fundamental issues that are still wrong with the team, right? Baseball is a really hard game, but it's simple where you got to go out there, you got to pitch, play defense, hit, and situationally you got to hit. Runners in scoring position, execute all of that. And they're just not doing that enough, you know? And there's, you know, the injuries, that's not an excuse, but there still are injuries. We just, you know, seeing Tyler O'Neill go on the IL even after the fact, you know, Brandon Hyde wasn't perfect as a manager, but he is far from the reason why the Orioles are where they are. But he was a part of it. You know, I'm not going to take away that he didn't have his responsibility with it.
Of course, yeah.
But there is way more to it, and I hated that. You know, it had to come to this, but they felt like they needed to make a move because the team. Feels like they're just in such a funk.
Well, so talking to Ryan Ripken here on the Big Bad Morning Show, and like, I guess the next shoe to drop would end up being Elias. You know, we've talked about it. I do think injuries are a key component. I can't explain to you what's going on with the guys at the plate and why it's been so bad at times. But, I mean, Mike Elias to me has done a phenomenal job in the draft and in the international market, creating certain things for this team with new ownership. If they got rid of Mike Elias, now you're asking a new owner to kind of figure it out on his own, right? And who to bring in. Who's the right guy? Who do you trust? And I'm not saying he can't, but this is all still new to him.
Oh, for sure. And I know that everyone in the Dark Knight for Batman, right? It's, you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Correct.
Like, look how quickly things have changed. Where people were praising him even last year, you know, this is last season in the middle of the season, you know, and even not until this start of the year did people really start to criticize. Now, I will say this though, you know, Mike's going to be the one here. And he's earned that right in Baltimore. He's done a great job. But does he have to now take a step back and self-reflect and go, we have to change things because what I've put together wasn't good enough for the team? I think people do underestimate that he is the one that, even though he can be very analytical, he has said out loud, hey, this falls on me. This is disappointing, and I'm the one that put this together, and I have to take a look in the mirror and self-reflect. So I do think, you know, the biggest thing to watch, and we're not going to probably see any of that till 2026, you know, is what will they do in the next offseason, and what will they do to address to get past this? And maybe that is something where they go less analytical. Not that analytics go away, but I do think philosophically here, there's a combination of what they've been doing obviously hasn't worked that you got to address. And then the other part of it is the human element of the players of how do we get these guys who are very talented. Like, this is a talented group. But how do we get them back on track for the long term? Because I don't, like, you know, people saying this window is closed. The window isn't closed with this team.
Not even close.
But it's how do we maximize and how do we get these guys going? And that is going to be the biggest question, short term to get out of this funk and long term to get them believing that they can be one of the best teams in the American League. For
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Years to come.
So what do we do in the short term? Because I agree with you. I don't think the window's closed. You got a lot of young talent. It's only May 19th. What do we do this season? Do we just bring, you know, do you want to see everybody now? Like, you know, Basayo and Mayo and see what we got? Or are they going to, you know, wait and see what happens when people are back from injuries?
Yeah, I know it's each day the room for error lessens and lessens. And the percentage of making the playoffs grows even smaller. But you're right, it is only 45 games in and you had 117 to go. So you can't go, hey, let's punt this thing and let's really shake it up. You know, the short-term thing is you got to learn how to dig out of a funk. You got to learn how to handle the adversity. And right now it's okay. We got to take this one game at a time, literally one game. And let's try to win one game. And let's try to string together things. Let's try to play a fundamental, consistent game tonight, tomorrow. We'll worry about it when it's tomorrow. So that's how I look at it. You know, there's not going to be a short fix. Now, I will say, though, if they do lose more and you get to mid-June and July and then the picture's in of, you know what, this is a hole that, you know, realistically we have to make that decision, then I think you could see the young guys and some people be given more of a leash, because then they're going to have to decide, hey, are you going to keep Cedric Mullins or are you going to trade him? You know, are you going to keep some of these veterans or are you going to trade them? Then I think you get to that discussion. But, you know, if they win six in a row, that can change someone's mind in a hurry. But I know that that's that's hard to believe right now for people, but that's the short term. You really got to figure out how to win today and worry about tomorrow.
Ryan, quickly, I want to leave on a positive because it seems like Jackson Holiday's starting to figure it out. Give me your thoughts.
Love it. Absolutely love it. If there's one positive that people can take away, and there should be more positives, you know, that we're missing, but Jackson Holiday has been one of my favorite things to watch this year because with so much negative, and especially, you know, and maybe I always have a soft spot for this because of, you know, dealing with expectations and pressures, and that's something for me I dealt with a ton, and I give Jackson so much credit because I really struggled with that. And for him, he could have wavered last year, but all he did was go back to work, had some struggles this year, and you're blossoming into the player that everyone thought he could be and showing everyone just how talented he is. So I love what he's doing, and I really am excited to see how he finishes up the rest of this year.
Good stuff. Ryan Ripken, check him out on the Ryan Ripken podcast. And, of course, on Fridays, Ripping It with Ryan with Bob Haney. Ryan, as always, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. And I'll actually see you guys in a couple hours. I'm filling in for Vinny today.
So. Oh, wow. All right.
A little extra Ripken for you.
There you go.
Nobody's going to complain about that. Ryan, we'll see you in a bit, man. Thanks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.